The Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live.
It's Good Friday. Thanks for being with us. We usually are not together today, but with the Suns and Lakers on Sunday, and I found Frank Isola, I said, you know, let's do a show today. So chairman of the board, the Iron Man, Jared Nielsen, running the ship right into the rocks. No, not exactly. So Frank Isola, yeah, Frank's going to be with us today. Frank, of course, with ESPN, Sirius XM, NBA Radio, one of the leading voices nationally. I want to get into it with him on the Suns and the Lakers, Game 1, that will be on Sunday. Diamondbacks continue to stink it up, and there's some other things that are on my mind. Opening comments brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. That is Desert Financial Credit Union. We appreciate their continued support. All right. So Adam Silver, I'm going to start there because here's what's going to happen. I know that this to be true, that there are going to be fans that watch the playoff series and believe that the NBA only wants the big teams, the big television markets to survive. I think Adam Silver's done a really good job as commissioner of the NBA. But what I'm about to play you should infuriate anybody who's a fan of the Phoenix Suns, because this is what you face. Okay, this was Adam Silver talking about a competitive league as the playoffs get started this weekend.
Our goal, of course, is always to have a competitive 30-team league. So it's more to me happenstance that you see all these big markets competing this year. Obviously, you know, as a New Yorker, it's fun for me to see the Knicks and Nets competing here in town.
This is the commissioner. You can't really be saying that this is fun to see it. And as a New Yorker,
obviously, it's what people like to talk about.
You can't really go with the "it's what people really like to talk about."
Their hometown teams, but again, I'm most focused on having a competitive league, and we're seeing really positive signs that there are opportunities regardless of where those teams are located.
So I know what's going to happen on Sunday. Okay. I know that there's going to be some calls and fans are going to say they want LeBron to win. Well, first and foremost, LeBron and Anthony Davis are going to get calls. I believe that Chris Paul and LeBron James, all of this stuff of we're best buddies and best pals and all that stuff, I'm getting a little tired of that. We'll hear from Frank Isola on that here in a few minutes. There's going to be complaining about officiating. That's how it's been. But it's been 10 long years for fans here in Phoenix. So I appreciate the competitive side of it. But the commissioner admits that the big market teams, it's important to the league.
I'll only say on behalf of some of the smaller markets, and look at the Milwaukee Bucks, for example, with Giannis. He obviously decided to re-up his contract and stay there. There's truly not just a national market for NBA basketball these days, but a global market. And while it's great to have a collective bargaining system, you know, where every team is in a position to compete.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, is that is the anomaly, I guess, that having a team like Milwaukee is out there. Phoenix isn't part of the discussion, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. They've not been a part of the discussion for a long, long time, and I'm hoping that they have an extended playoff run. I've picked the Lakers to win in this series. I just think the experience, I think the factors of the calls are going to go the big market team's way. They're going to go the way of the defending NBA champions. In terms of Chris Paul versus LeBron James, I'll go back on that for a minute. You know, we hear all this stuff about how they're best buddies and they're best pals and they're best friends and all of that. And what I've seen through the years, whenever that narrative comes up, they eventually go at each other. They eventually are like, no, I'm not big brother and little brother. That's not how it works. I am here to win a championship. So when it's LeBron against Chris Paul over and over and over, and that's what I've heard on this series. There's a couple narratives. LeBron against Chris Paul. And the other one is, can DeAndre Ayton stop Anthony Davis? Can the Suns inside game stay with the Lakers inside game? And in my humble opinion, the answer is no, they can't. If you go back to the trade deadline, we heard the conversation about LaMarcus Aldridge. He eventually retired. I thought Andre Drummond wouldn't be a bad fit here. It's not like he's lit the world on fire, but he is a bigger body. The key in this series to me is one, Ayton, and then two, Jay Crowder. If Jay Crowder plays like a badass, and that's who he is. He is somebody who's going to mix it up. He is somebody that's going to be the grit guy. That's a guy that can't just show up and not be existent out on the floor. Like, his line can't be 11 minutes and four fouls. No, he's got to be around 7-8 rebounds. He's got to be around 2-3 assists. He's got to be around 14-18 points a game. I mean, if he's at 18 a game, they're winning, in my opinion. Because the Lakers are going to say, look, we're not going to let Devin Booker beat us. So some other players are going to have to hit their shots. Who's going to guard LeBron James? Is it going to be Mikal Bridges? Because you really don't want to put Devin Booker in that spot where he's in foul trouble. It's a fascinating series, but the overarching narrative of Chris Paul against LeBron and, oh, it's so sweet and it's so nice, I'm just done. These two are warriors. They want to win. They want to get after it. So let's just get on with the game. The Diamondbacks. So I'm just trying to think here off the top of my head. Carson Kelly's not playing. Christian Walker's not playing. Ketel Marte just came back. Luke Weaver's hurt. And so the Dodgers just swept them away. The season, as I had feared at the start of the year. And then I was pretty optimistic because remember the Diamondbacks after 30 games, they were like 15-15. And now all of a sudden the bottom has fallen out. They get swept by LA. They go up to Colorado. This is an important weekend for them. You know, you can't just sit here on Memorial Day and be 15, 18 games out of first place or out of even a playoff spot. Because if that is the case, then you just should get Madison Bumgarner out of here. You should tear the thing all the way down to the studs. Get Marte his at bats and get him out of here. It's the problem that we're facing with this franchise where for them to win 80 games this year would be remarkable. But they've had all these injuries, and so now they're up against it. It's a tough deal. We have golf everywhere this weekend. Like, I'm going to be watching PGA Championship. I've got it on right now. Up at Greyhawk, we have the NCAA Men's. And so there's all sorts of golf going on this weekend to check out. Very, very excited about that. All right, Frank Isola on the other side, and much more as we continue on a Friday. Sports360AZ.com. I'm Brad Sussmat. All right, as promised, Frank Isola is with us now with ESPN, Around the Horn, PTI, Sirius XM. If you don't listen to the starting lineup, you should. It is weekday mornings out here from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Pacific time. I believe I've got that right. But Frank is with us. Right off top, before we get into Suns and Lakers, okay, the debate with fans out here is Chris Paul, Steve Nash, Jason Kidd, Kevin Johnson. You get one. What do you got, Frank?
Well, Steve Nash was a two-time MVP. I actually might go with Jason Kidd, though, because I look at what Jason Kidd did when he went to Brooklyn and he took an organization that was a bit of a laughingstock and brought that team together. They won the two Eastern Conference championships. They went to the finals twice. I actually thought his first year in New Jersey, Jason Kidd should have been the MVP. Of course, he ended up getting a championship with the Dallas Mavericks. To me, one of the greatest leaders. That's not taking anything away from those other guys. They're all terrific players. I was always a big Jason Kidd guy.
Yeah. And out here, Kevin Johnson, different era, different game, right? I mean, physically, he wouldn't be able to do, like, you look at Chris Paul versus the build of Kevin Johnson. Great player in his own right, but just a different era.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, too. I remember being at a Knicks-Suns game a million years ago, and Jason Kidd had a quadruple double in the game. He had the 10 turnovers. But you know what? Like, the great players like him and Steve Nash was the same way. They were always looking to push the pace. So a lot of times they would take that risky pass and sometimes it would get, become a turnover. But my only thing too, you know, if you look at Chris Paul, the leadership that he brings, the toughness he brings, plus what you'll see this throughout the series, he and LeBron, they know how to work the officials. So they're going to be lobbying the officials all series long. That's why I think there's going to come a point where we might see Chris Paul and LeBron James, two good buddies, butt heads a little bit. Remember, Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas, who played for the Pistons, they were buddies. Then you put them in that competitive atmosphere of a playoff series. For them, it was an NBA Finals, and they got into it a little bit. I think there's going to come a point where Chris Paul and LeBron could get into it a little bit. Maybe it'll just be a verbal thing, but I think they're going to get into it.
Okay, why is it so fans out here are up in arms that the Suns are not favored as a two seed? And remember, this is a franchise, as you well know, that hasn't been in this space in 10 long years. But as a two seed, they're not favored by the wise guys in Vegas. What do you see in here?
Yeah, well, I mean, to be fair, LeBron James is on the other team. And I always felt this way in the 90s. I never bet against Michael Jordan. I thought any playoff series he was going to be in, he was going to win. I kind of feel that same way with LeBron James, even though for the first time he's going to be have to go on the road for games 1 and 2. But it's LeBron, it's Anthony Davis. And then remember the experience. You know, Chris Paul's got a ton of it, but what does DeAndre Ayton have? What does Devin Booker have? Mikal Bridges, those are important guys to this team, and they're very good players. But that first time going through it, and remember, if they don't win both games in Phoenix, they'll be going on the road to L.A. There's going to be fans there. That's going to be a whole different environment. This isn't the bubble, and Phoenix was great in the bubble. They went undefeated in their 8 games. It's the same thing with the Miami Heat. They had a bunch of young players. They made it to a finals. Their young players never had to go on the road. You never have to face a hostile crowd. That's going to be the difference this season with a lot of these young teams, including the Phoenix Suns.
I mean, you can't put it all in one guy, but I think Jay Crowder's grit is something that was an underrated get by this team out here. You have to have that grit guy or a couple of guys. He's part of a bad boys team from the Pistons, probably seventh or eighth guy in that role. But he is the guy here, in my opinion, that's not going to take it and is going to say, you know, this is what this experience is like, especially for a guy like Ayton. The last time he faced Anthony Davis had 42 put on him.
Yeah, I completely agree with you with Jay Crowder. When he was up in Boston, back then he was Jay Crowder. That's how they say it up in Boston. But you're so right about the grit, and he brought that same grit to the Miami Heat. That's one of those experienced players that there will come a point in the series where he will hit a big corner three. You see it all the time with him. They'll reverse the ball. Next thing you know, it'll be in Jay Crowder's hands, and he'll knock down a three. Plus, he can guard multiple positions. That's the kind of experience you need. That's why Chris Paul, who's been so huge all season, I put him in my top five for MVP. I don't know how he didn't finish in the top three. I don't know how Embiid's getting in there, only playing 51 games. That's another story altogether. But I think Chris Paul's leadership really for this series will be so important for the Phoenix Suns.
Two other questions. Chris Paul and Nick next year? Hearing a lot out here.
Listen, okay. I thought the Knicks tried to get him during the offseason, but things are going too well for him in Phoenix. So why would he leave? He's in a terrific situation there.
And he's got a big number coming here, but you just never know about that bigger market. Monty, Coach of the Year over Tibbs. Were you surprised?
It's a tough one, and you know, I have a connection to both of them. I covered Monty when he played for the New York Knicks. He's a delightful guy. What I like what Monty did, and I think Chris Paul applies to that. I think I said this to you before. You know, they come in, they're very serious guys. So, like, they make your organization and your team more serious. And look what that translates into. You know, it's just, it looks like they're an organized team, a team that's, to be taken seriously. It's got a lot of grit to them. And he did that with Phoenix. I felt like Tom Thibodeau certainly did that with the New York Knicks. The Knicks have been a laughingstock. They're not a laughingstock this year. I would give Tom the edge just from the standpoint. I don't think he had the talent that Monty had, but I think it's close. I think Monty will end up winning it, so I can't complain either way. I had a vote, and I voted Tom 1, Monty 2, and then 3 I gave Doc Rivers because I thought Doc Rivers did a great job in Philly. And by the way, they all kind of have a connection to Pat Riley.
Yep.
Doc played for Pat. Monty Williams played for Pat. Tom Thibodeau learned under Jeff Van Gundy, who learned under Pat Riley. So somehow Pat Riley is involved in this whole thing.
Yeah, that's not a surprise when you look at the tree. I'll let you go off that. I appreciate your time and your insight as always, Frank. Stay safe. Thanks. Stay well.
Go Suns.
There's Frank Isola. How about that? There's a shout out from Frank. ESPN's Around the Horn PTI and SiriusXM. Check him out on the Starting Lineup. And we're back with more after this timeout.